Good morning, everyone. Our topic this week on Teen Gen Talks is the question of why addictions are more likely among teenagers. I'm happy to welcome Linda Keegan from the Recovery Center, an addiction treatment center in Atlanta.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
More than 60% of U.S. teens have tried alcohol, more than 35% have used marijuana, and more than 20% smoke on a regular basis. Isn't that alarming?
Well, you're right. It is. A lot of teenagers experiment with alcohol and cigarettes, and I think that this simply cannot be avoided. Luckily, though, many of them will not develop a substance use issue. Nevertheless, early use is a very significant risk factor for developing a serious addiction. However, there are lots of reasons teens may be at a high risk to develop addictions.
Please tell us more about the reasons.
First off, teens learn really quickly, much more quickly than adults. This advantage teens have over adults is due to the fact that the human brain learns most quickly during early childhood. The downside is that teens also learn destructive behaviors very easily and quickly. Teens tend to overreact to criticism from parents, teachers, and peers, and they can form very negative thinking habits. As a matter of fact, they also become addicted faster than most adults. In other words, teens learn almost immediately that drugs or alcohol produce pleasurable experiences that they want to repeat.
You mentioned the teenage brain earlier. Is it true that the brains of teens are not fully developed and that this also has something to do with it?
You're right. Teens often show poor judgment and take incredible risks with already dangerous activities like drugs, alcohol, and driving. Car insurance, for instance, gets cheaper after age 25, as experience and judgment combine to produce a competent driver. Before then, judgment is often poor, and even when teens know rationally that they shouldn't do something, they may lack the willpower to resist doing it. They may not have the skill to regulate their emotions, or they may not think ahead to the consequences. This isn't always a bad thing. It can lead them to try things many adults wouldn't, resulting in new experiences and mistakes that they can learn from. However, if the mistake includes using addictive drugs, it's not always so easy to undo the damage.
Interesting. Another factor may be that teens are under a lot of pressure, right?
Absolutely. Teens often feel a lot of pressure from friends, parents, and teachers. A surprisingly high number of teens develop anxiety disorders and depression. More than 30% of teens have an anxiety disorder. It's much more common among girls than boys. Anxiety is a major risk factor for substance use and addiction. People often try to get rid of their fears with alcohol, marijuana, or pills, which can easily lead to dependence and addiction. Teens often feel insecure, have problems with their self-confidence, and have body image issues. Many of them try to overcome these issues with alcohol or marijuana.
Is it possible for teenagers to stop an addiction themselves, or do they need professional help? What would you recommend?
The good news is the fact that teens quickly learn addictive behavior also helps them unlearn it. According to statistics, teens often recover from addictions much more quickly than adults, and they often have to cope with less painful withdrawal symptoms. With proper treatment, most teens can make a full recovery.
That's really good news indeed. Thank you very much for the interesting interview. Next on...